But hey, they interviewed me on there. I went on there and talked to them for a while about Liza Minnelli and about show business in Boston and about show business in this country. And I hope that I enlightened all the people of Europe yesterday. Oh, we have a show today. Do we have a show? Do we have a show for you? Fitness guru and infomercial queen Susan Powder is here. She has a brand new book. It's called Come On America, Let's Eat. Susan's favorite low-fat recipes to fit your lifestyle. And also, Susan, of course, is an accomplished actress, and she's supposed to be getting a new sitcom. We're going to talk to her about that, too. All kinds of things happening with Susan Powder. Years ago, no one knew who she was. Now, she's a household icon. It's amazing how that happens in this country. And let's say hello right now to Susan Powder. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Let me check. Pretty good. And you?
Well, you're apparently the showbiz expert. I'm thrilled to be talking to you.
Well, I'm thrilled to be talking to you, too. Let's talk about Liza Minnelli. Now, I know nothing about the woman, but I'm now an expert. Anyway, it's really a pleasure to talk to you today. And yeah, I remember when I first saw Stop the Insanity, and I said, look at that strange woman. and look at how you've grown and become incredibly famous and incredibly wealthy and got the last laugh on everybody in America.
Well, I don't consider it a last laugh because, there's very few people that said, look at that strange woman. A lot of people that said, wow, that's great information.
Well, of course.
Because the information is honest and real and it works.
But,
and, I see it differently, but the bottom line is, we knew when we were doing the infomercial that the information was good. It was the only infomercial ever unscripted. The audience was not paid. It's not a hoax. It's for real. And I knew that the American public, especially the American women, were much, much smarter than they gave them credit for. And I just told them the truth, and that has always worked.
Hmm. Well, I think that you must admit, obviously the information was great and it was a very entertaining infomercial, but your appearance is different than anything that had been seen in this country in terms of that type of a forum.
Well, I don't think you see a lot of really short-haired women on television, and that's unfortunate. You know, that is part of the ignorance that defines women and beauty and all that stuff. My hair is short because I have, like, the worst hair on earth, and, I can't have long hair because I have really thin, useless hair. So I honestly to God never thought about it. My hair is what it is, and I am what I am, and I went on television and told the truth, and apparently it was a huge issue 5 years ago. It's a non-issue now, but it was a huge issue.
Mm.
And now I think that's a statement, I think that says a lot of stuff. But, I'm sure that I do look different than most, anchor women. But then again, who'd want to look like an anchor woman? Mary Hart, I don't look like.
No, neither do I.
We're both working moms. We're both women. We're both in business. We're both in the entertainment industry. So we have a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the beginning of your story in Dallas. You met and got married and gave birth to a couple of children and ballooned up to about 260 pounds. Tell us about the deterioration of the marriage, what inspired you to do what you did.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people deal with trauma, and really, respectfully said, it really doesn't matter what the trauma is. I dealt with the trauma of the breakup of a marriage and having two children a year apart to raise alone, which is very tough, and a lot of your listeners understand that because there's a lot of single moms in this country. I dealt with it by eating enormous amounts of fat. You have to eat a lot of fat to get fat. And I stopped moving. I isolated because I was at home with the babies. I couldn't afford a babysitter. I couldn't get to a gym. I couldn't. And, you get to like 170, 180, and you think, that's it. This is my limit. And then you see 200, and you want to, die. And then you see 210, 220. When you see 260, it's horrific. It's just horrific. And when I looked at the facts were I had over 100 pounds to lose, and I did what every one of your listeners has done a million times. I dieted. And I lost weight. I lost 65 pounds and I gained back 73. I lost 25 pounds, I gained back 35. And I thought there was something wrong with me, that I had a motivation or a willpower problem. And then I found out an interesting fact. I found out that 98% of us that go on diets gain the weight back. Those are the diet industry's own statistics. And those are lousy odds. So if 98% of us are failing, we're not failing. The system is failing.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading everything I'd get my hands on, and what I found out was very simple. We take in over 43% of our daily calories as fat. That's why we're a fat country. If you don't move, your body is going to store the extra fuel you're taking in, and you're going to be fat. And it's very simple. And in that simplicity, there is a solution to the problem, which thrilled me, and I just simply did the solution, and it has solved the problem.
Now, when you after this happened and you lost the 133 pounds, you opened a fitness studio in Dallas?
Yeah, I taught 26 classes a week because I couldn't afford a payroll. I taught forever, and lots of classes. And the studio was very different, you know. That's what Stop the Insanity was on the infomercial and the book and everything else. It's based on the concept that fitness is for everyone. You know, I found when I went into, I did try and take an aerobics class when I was 260 pounds, and I almost died. I mean, I was like sucking wind within 30 seconds. I had this 18-year-old big hair bimbo in front of me jumping around like an idiot. Mm-hmm. Nobody told me what I should do if I couldn't lift my knee 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't because I was 260 pounds. Nobody was teaching what I found out later is called modification. And all modification means, which I teach in all my videos, I teach it nonstop because it allows fitness to be for everyone. Modification means that you would move within your fitness level and according to your injuries and according to your comfort level and coordination level, and I would move within mine. And if that backflip off the step doesn't work for you, is there something else I can do? And the answer is absolutely. So I learned to teach modification, and my studio was very different because we had like the fittest of the fit and the fattest in the fat all in the same class. And everybody was burning fat, and everybody was increasing cardio endurance and strength, and we were just all working at different fitness levels. And that, still in the industry, in the fitness industry, is not done.
And
I've gone to thousands of classes. I have never seen modification taught in any studio anywhere in the country.
Susan, that's the key, though, because if you think about this, the majority of Americans do not exercise for various reasons, and most of them would exercise if there was something catered specifically for their needs.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense. You see, it's interesting. The diet industry has made us believe that we are lacking willpower and that's why we keep regaining weight. That is not true. The fitness industry has made us believe that we are unfit and overfat because we're lazy. That is not true. When you know, your body, the reason you don't wake up this morning and feel like exercising is not because you're an emotional weenie. It is because you are physically ill. Your body doesn't have enough cardio endurance, i.e. oxygen. Your body probably doesn't have enough lean muscle mass, and you're probably schlepping around a whole lot of fat. So it's like getting up with the flu and saying, hey, why don't I run that marathon today? Because you're not well. So what you have to do is take an unwell body and make it well. And you have to do that within your own fitness level so that you slowly burn the fat, so that you slowly increase the cardio endurance, and you slowly build a lean muscle mass and muscle endurance to actually do the activity. And so it isn't a matter of will. It's a matter of common bloody sense. And the fitness industry is not teaching it. And I don't know why, but, you know, to heck with them at this point. We are. I am. And the people that I have met, and I must tell you, this is the honest to God truth, I have never met a lazy person. I have met a lot of frustrated people. I've met a lot of skeptical people because they dieted over and over again. I have met a lot of people that are confused, that are angry, that I have never met a lazy person because when you understand how to do it, millions of people are doing it. And they are getting lean, and they are getting strong, and they are getting healthy, just like I did. It's a very simple problem to solve.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what really crossed you over from opening a fitness studio in Dallas to your success in videos, television, and many other venues, books. You met Rusty Robertson, a public relations executive, and then Stop the Insanity took off. Talk about that team effort between both of you and how that has resulted in where you are now.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I knew that this fitness being for everyone and modification and working within your fitness level, I knew that it was important for people to hear. Rusty and I are business partners, and it was literally in the beginning like two women walking up a mountain in high heels. It literally was. It was so tough because, you know, everybody said, well, she's got short hair, and, you know, she's just telling us that diets don't work, and, you know, and it was just ridiculous. Most people think that it all originated with the infomercial. That's actually not true. I had a studio that was very successful, and I started doing seminars all over the country, and then the Home Show, which was a national live ABC show, kind of invited me on for a segment, you know, making it very clear to me at the time that I wasn't Home Show material, because I didn't look like they thought I should look,
mm-hmm.
And they got 14,000 letters after the first appearance. And so they kind of had me back on thinking, ugh, and it turned into a two-year weekly national job. And that's a lot of exposure. Then I signed a book deal with Simon & Schuster, and then I did the infomercial. So the infomercial was actually the fourth thing that on the agenda. I have just handed in my fifth manuscript with Simon & Schuster. I'll be doing books with them forever. I have four more books in the writing right now. I just did the sixth and seventh video. I'm, you know, doing a lot of television, do a lot of radio and all that stuff. And Rusty and I are developing a women's female radio network, which you should be thrilled to hear, Mark.
Sounds great. I'll change sexes and check it out.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, you don't have to. It's okay. You can come as a guest.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, you made appearances on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Woman of the House, and I understand that you have a development deal for a sitcom. What's happening with that?
Well, one of the things that we, and I think anybody that, listening that has ever read a book or seen a seminar or whatever really knows that Rusty and I and the women in our office, if it's not quality, we don't want to know from it. I mean, if it's not really going to solve a problem or speak to women or network or get information, like, I'm really not, it's not my thing. That's why I walked away from the Susan Powder show. I had a daily show last year. It was gross. I mean, it was just badly produced, and they were talking about subjects that, there's enough crap on television. And so if we've been talking about a couple of sitcoms, if they're good, we'll do them. If they're not, we won't. But it's nice to be offered. I mean, it's a lovely thing, and that's fine. But that's not, I mean, my priority is networking information with women and children and solving some of the problems that we're all facing. And, you know, some of the problems are we are overfat, we are unfit, we are second in the world in heart disease. Children in this country, over 40% of our children have an elevated blood cholesterol level at the age of 9. We got some problems, and they're very easy to solve. So it's weeding through all the bad information and all the junk and getting the information out there that can literally save your life. I mean, it saved my life getting well. I can promise you that. So, and our message is, you know, that's what I love doing, and that's what I'm very proud of what we do. If a sitcom works, where I'm going today to do a sitcom, and we're doing a thing, and if it works, it works, you know. If it doesn't, it's fine with me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it's about?
Huh?
Can you tell us a little bit about the sitcom?
Well, actually, I'm doing Diagnosis Murder this week with Dick Van Dyke, which is really cool. He's a very nice man. And I'm doing, it's going to be airing whenever it airs. And I'm doing a new sitcom, just an appearance with Grant and Lee, with Kevin Pollak and his wife. And they're so talented. He's so funny. So talented. And the other one that we're talking about doing is a group of women, you know, in politics and with opinions. I mean, there's so many men out there, you know, between Rush and Newt and all the rest of them, and there's so many male opinions in politics. It's interesting how the female side is kind of left out. So it's political, and it's funny, and it's honest, and it's raw. And if it works, it works. But, you know, you got to really have the right formula. And it isn't doing it for the sake of doing it, which I'm really proud to say we don't do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people would jump at the offer of a sitcom. You know, they pay well, and it's nice exposure, and what the heck? But we're not jumping. We're just talking to people and seeing, you know, what they're writing and what the message is, and is it productive, and is it good, and does it work towards a solution? If not, forget about it.
We're talking with Susan Powder. Susan, I guess a question comes to mind. You mentioned earlier the talk show that you hosted nationally. It gave you a pulpit to do what you wanted to do. Did you have no control over that show?
Well, it's not control. I mean, the bottom line is a show is very expensive to produce weekly. We shot 8 shows a week. And, you know, still, it's different. Like, I write my own books. Nobody writes my books. I write them. Nobody scripts my videos. I do. I mean, our stuff is real. This was scripted because, you know, you're talking about a lot of money weekly. People say, oh, it has to be. It has to be. It has to be. Well, they were wrong. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to follow a format. Television is very cookie cutter. You know, when one thing works, like when one young talk show works, they get 6 young talk show people up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cookie-cutter industry. It's not an industry with a lot of imagination. Because things are so expensive to produce, understandably so, it's not like you just go, hey, let's try this show for $1 million a week.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So I did not produce that show. No, it would have been totally different if I did or if Rusty did. The way it was produced was not me. Susan Powder was not in the Susan Powder show. I can promise you that. I wasn't. I was, you know, told what to say. I was just blah, blah, blah. And yes, you can get up and say certain things, but when you're handed 8 shows a week and you're told this is the show we're doing, well, that's the show you do. That will never happen again. It will never, ever happen again. But, you know, you learn. I mean, it's huge. How many people do you know go from teaching an aerobics class to having their own national show? Not many people. So you learn as you go. You know, I've learned a lot in business. I've learned a lot in television. I've learned a lot in radio. I've learned a lot in book writing. I've learned a ton in video making. I've learned a lot. And in the last 6 years, we've really learned a lot.
Susan Powder,
that's all it's about.
Has done videos like Burn Fat, Get Fit, Lean Strong and Healthy, Building Strength, and Shopping with Susan. All of them topped the charts and all hit the top 20 in Billboard Magazine's video sales chart. Obviously, you're providing something that is needed out there.
Well, I think that honesty is needed. I think that simplicity is needed. I think that not being afraid, not sugarcoating it. I mean, the bottom line is, if you have, when I was 260 pounds, I was 43% body fat. That's not going to go away in a week and a half. You know, give us a week and we'll take off an inch is a lie. It is a lie. And you know, everybody knows it, but they don't know the other side of it. Then they go, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to eat? I just did a huge thing on this article that was written in the New York Times Magazine this past weekend. You know, a country divided on food. And there's a picture of a lettuce leaf and a hamburger. That is irresponsible journalism, because that's not what's happening. We are not divided. We're confused. And it's not the high-fat eaters versus the low-fat eaters. That's not what this is. It is, you are going to die of heart disease, and it's very simple to find out what's killing you. People don't want to die. I've never met anybody who says, no, thank you, I like my stomach hanging halfway down my thighs. I've never met anybody who says that. I love all these aches and pains. I love not having the energy to get through a day. I am so thrilled I have heart disease. That's not what this country is saying. And what the media is printing is totally different than what's going on out there.
Interesting.
Totally different. So all I'm doing is hanging with, you know, people and saying, excuse me, we do want to get well. We do want to take responsibility for our health. We don't want our children having elevated blood cholesterol levels. We just don't know what to do. And my question to the quote-unquote experts, the doctors, the AMA, American Medical Association, to the diet industry and the fitness industry, why don't we understand this stuff? They have not done a very good job of teaching us. Seems that they've done a very good job of keeping us confused.
We're talking with Susan Powder. Her new book is called Come On America, Let's Eat. I want to talk about that book with you when we come back from this break. Wouldn't you like to keep in touch with your employees and keep in touch with your friends and relatives? There's a great way to do it. It's called a beeper. That's right. You can wear a beeper and anybody can reach you any time of day. And how would you like to have a beeper? That's free. There's nothing like a beeper, and there's nothing like something free. Well, PageCom, and my good friend Mike over in Stoughton Center in Brockton is giving away pagers. You'll get a free pager, a free activation, and free first month service if you just mention That's Life with Mark Snyder. It's incredible. All you have to do is purchase a one-year service agreement. Now, you'll get your choice of beepers, Motorola's best, including the designer pagers in all different colors. Even airbrush cases. You can get everything you need. Unlimited calls, no ID required, 24-hour free delivery, free activation. It's all there. 24-hour customer service support, voicemails available, built-in clock. These beepers are the best you'll ever see. Just give them a call at 1-800-880-0580. That's 1-800-880-0580. Ask for Jim and get your free beeper.
If you build it, they will come.
And the Pawtucket Red Sox have built it, and you want to make sure to come. This is a historic season for the Paw Sox in the new McCoy Stadium with its additional seating, food courts, and party areas. Box seats are only $7. General admission tickets are $5 for adults, $4 for children and seniors. The charge tickets by phone, call 401-724-7300. Be a part of this magical Paw Sox season at the new McCoy Stadium, the building of dreams.
This is Arthur Godfrey.
I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell.
Bill Meloff on the Saturday night.
You sneaking around with the Wolfman.
No, it's not Wolfman Jack or Tarzan of the Apes. It's me, Norm Gross, inviting you to join me for Fun on the Phone every Monday at 1 p.m. right after the news for the Nostalgia Quiz, the game with plenty of great prizes, all of your favorite golden oldies, stars on records, radio, TV, and movies, here on the Talk of Metro South, 1410 AM, WMSX, Brockton.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem of Casey's Top 40. You're listening to That's Life with Mark Snyder.
And on the line with us is Susan Powder. She, of course, has written a number of great books, Stop the Insanity, Pocket Powder, and Food. And her newest one is called Come On, America, Let's Eat. It's Susan's favorite low-fat recipes to fit your lifestyle. And, of course, it's published by Simon & Schuster, who's published all her books. A very interesting book, and I am one of these people who, I like eating good food. I love eating. You know, I guess a lot of Americans love to eat. And if I can eat low-fat foods that taste good, then I don't mind that. You know what I mean? But if you go to restaurants, a lot of times you find that the food has a lot of fat in it. So you're better off doing it yourself. And there's some wonderful looking recipes in this book. I'm dying to try this chewy, easy pizza.
Well, you know, there's a Come on, America, Let's Eat is literally a tribute to American food. Because my oldest son, my 13-year-old son, and I went to Paris because I was doing some work there, and I took him with me because what a wonderful opportunity to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And there was such an enormous amount of American bashing going on, I can't tell you. You people are all fat, you're all dying of heart disease, you know, you only eat processed food, you don't know quality. And on French television, I said, listen, we may be second in the world in heart disease, and we may be dying of morbid obesity. I got that. But you guys are, you know, smoking a carton of cigarettes a day, and a cardio issue is a cardio issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different reasons, different health problems. I'm with you on that. But I came back, and I kept asking the question, do we need to, you know, die for the burger? I mean, can we have the burger that isn't 95% fat per serving? You know, we've taken, and Come on, America, Let's Eat, fried chicken, we've taken it from 60% fat per serving to 22% fat, and it is the best tasting stuff you've ever tasted. I'm talking meatloaf, banana cream pie, you know, sloppy joes. It is the best recipe book because it's real food. Children will eat it, love it. The husband will eat it, love
mm-hmm.
it. And it's great tasting, and you can literally cut back up to 40% of your daily intake of fat. That's amazing.
It is, and things like, you know, cornbread in there and garlic bread. I mean, things that you just don't think of. Spaghetti sauce, you don't think of as being any kind of low-fat type of dinner, are all in here. It looks like a tremendous book. And, of course, the pictures in the middle, I just looked at that fried chicken there. That looks, it's not fried, of course. It's oven-fried chicken, which is a little different.
That's right.
I think Americans, and I'm one of them, of course, I've grown up loving fried foods. I love French fries. I love everything fried. And I know it's terrible for me, but it's kind of an addiction. So if you can come up with a chicken that tastes like fried chicken, but it's actually oven-fried, then you're much better off.
Well, and I think one thing it's very important for people to know, because we throw the word addiction around, and it's an interesting word. You are addicted to heroin. You're not addicted to French fries. It is not an addiction. It is simply habit. It's habit. And that's, you know, we've been doing it forever, whatever. I have found in my experience that people, once they make the connection that 85% of all disease can be directly attributed to your lifestyle, they want that control. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to feel bad. And nobody wants to live a low-quality life when they get up every morning. So, you know, the French fries in Come on, America, Let's Eat have been taken down from 80% fat per serving to 1% fat. And they're great tasting. They are fabulous French fries. So do you have to make some changes? Yes, you have to adjust a few things. There's one thing you have to adjust if you really want to change the way you look and feel. You have to adjust the amount of fat you're taking in. That's all. And you have to adjust the lack of movement in your life. And those two things will truly make such a difference. It's unbelievable. So my goal is to try and make that adjustment as easy as possible. Not to lie and say, all you got to do is buy Come on, America, Let's Eat, you too will lose 100 pounds. That's not true. You have to work your butt off to lose 100 pounds. Literally, you have to work your butt off. You got a butt, you got to work it off. It's very simple. And I will tell you how to do it, and we'll talk about it, and I'll share my experiences, and then blah, 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 blah. But you have to do it. And that's what all the books, all the video, everything's been about. But it is possible. And, you know, for children, for husbands, for women, for, you know, we're busy and we're tired and there's so much confusion. I don't want to be a nutritionist to be able to put dinner on the table at night, and I don't want to eat high fat. So that's why I wrote the book, and I love the cookbook.
There is a recipe in here which looks unbelievable. The shrimp creole looks so good.
Oh, it's so good.
We're actually going to be giving away, I do a restaurant show on Wednesdays called Radio A La Carte, and tomorrow we're going to be giving away a number of your book called Food, the paperback that's out from Pocket Books.
Can you give away a recipe book too?
Well, we could, but we only have one here, and it's mine.
I'll have my I'll have my office send you up one. They have all your information. I'd love to. Let me send up a couple of cookbooks, because I'd love to get some of your listeners the cookbook, too.
I would love to do that, too. I think they would probably enjoy it very much.
I will have Phyllis, the woman in our office. She'll send you up a couple. Give them to people. People will love them.
Let me ask you a quick question here. This is from a motivational standpoint. For the people who are out there in their houses right now who might be unemployed, who are having a really tough time right now, I have read, now this is not in your bio, but I have read that you were at one point doing things that you weren't really comfortable doing, what you had to do to survive. And in fact, I read in one of the tabloids or something that at one point you were a stripper. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, no, it absolutely is true. Stop the anxiety. No, I danced topless for a year and a half. It wasn't that I wasn't comfortable with it at all. I wasn't comfortable with the amount of judgment that society puts on it. You know, you judge. What I have always said about dancing or doing anything like that is, if you want to judge me, fine, but judge your boyfriend and your husband equally, because they're in those clubs, I promise you.
And, of course, that was Susan Powder. I made a big mistake when I was talking about it. I mentioned that tomorrow we're doing a giveaway. It's actually Wednesday on Radio Bell Cart. Not tomorrow is Tuesday. Today is Monday. You need to remind me of these days of the week, Sarah. I forget them so much. I want to thank everybody that came on the show today, Susan Powder, and also the violinist extraordinaire Malcolm.